Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you doing today?
All right.
Okay. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay? Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
How long is this going to take?
It's going to take about no more than, I give you my word, no more than 10 minutes. I read very fast, and I read very clearly. Would you like to give me an answer on the first question? How do you feel in the direction in which the country's headed? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. All righty. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. For example, and I'll spit some topics, okay? Crime and violence.
Being important.
Racism and discrimination.
Being.
Criminal justice reform.
Being.
Healthcare.
Being.
Voting rights.
Being.
Abortion rights.
Being.
Reproductive freedom.
Yeah.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Yeah.
Student loan debt.
Nah.
Jobs and wages.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Eight.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Democracy.
Yeah.
And finally, education, kinder through 12th grade.
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
None.
Okay. What is your race? What is it?
Other.
Other? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you please specify?
More than one race.
More than one race, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's totally perfect. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth, please? 77. Good. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power. And then you can choose any number in between.
Maybe 5.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes, has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Maybe 6.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And again, I'll read some names out, okay? Raphael Warnock.
And what am I doing then? What's he saying?
0, we call an unfavorable person. 10, very warm and favorable person. 5, neutral. And or you never heard of that person.
5. I don't know about him.
Okay, how about Tim Walls?
I don't know anything about him. What number was that? I never heard of him.
Okay, never heard of him. Brian Kemp.
5.
Okay. How about Brad Raffensperger?
I don't know him.
You don't know him. J.D. Vance.
I don't know him either.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
I don't know him.
Okay, how about John Ossoff?
Oh, yeah. 5.
Okay. Moving forward, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kennedy.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? To be your House Representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
Undecided, okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Moderate difference.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and again, I'll spit out some names. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
He didn't do nothing. What was the number for that?
0 certainly did not prevent progress. 10 certainly prevented progress. And then you have 1 through 9.
0.
Okay.
She Democrats did not prevent, that's what you said 0 was, right? Don't prevent progress.
Yeah, did not prevent progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
5. I don't know.
Okay. Your local mayor?
I don't know. 5.
Okay. How about black voters?
I don't know. 5.
Okay. Moving forward. We're almost done, by the way. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read them out, okay? The first one says, because we protested together, This administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Does that motivate you to vote strongly or not motivate you to vote at all, or you're not sure?
Might motivate you to vote.
Okay, how would you categorize it on a scale?
What's the middle?
10 is the highest, 5 is where you're not sure, and 10 is where you're not motivated. By knowing this information, it doesn't motivate you at all. 10 means it strongly motivates you. You could choose 7, 8, 9.
Maybe a 7.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Does that statement strongly motivate you to vote?
5.
5, okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Does that motivate you to vote? It doesn't motivate you to vote at all?
Five.
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Does that motivate you to vote? It doesn't motivate you to vote at all, or you're not sure?
5.
Okay. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million, went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student and financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Does that motivate you to vote? Does not motivate you to vote, or you're not sure?
Not sure. 5.
Okay. And again, we're almost done here. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. But please remember, but please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
What if I don't know?
Well, pick a number between 0 and 10.
And 10 is, it doesn't have any power?
A lot, that means that your vote has a lot of power.
Okay, love it.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10, 10 being a lot of power, 0 no power at all, and then you have between 1 and 9 to choose if you're not sure.
96.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? Between 0 and 10, 10 extremely likely, 0 not at all likely, and then you have between 1 and 9.
I could have sworn you asked me this question and I answered it again. Maybe 6.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse? Worse? Stay the same?
Yeah, you did ask me these questions again. Why are they being repeated?
We're at the end of the survey. They just want to know that, some people sometimes they change their mind about the way they answer. That's why we're asking this particular question again. But we're almost done. We're already at the end.
Okay. Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. When did you register to vote at your current address?
I don't know.
Within the last, you say 3 to 6 months, 6 months or 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Oh. Okay. All right. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event? Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else? Okay, good. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed full-time.
Full-time, okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
No, I'd rather not give that.
Can you give me an answer? That we're almost, we're 98%. Just a rough estimate.
They don't have, you can't give an answer.
Nah, I can't, and it will be incomplete. And we're already at the end. I think this is the last answer, actually.
We'll put 10,000.
Okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And again, I thank you personally for taking the time, okay? You have a nice evening ahead. Bye-bye.